evening, good evening, good evening. How's everyone tonight? This is Veronica Entwistle. We've had some pretty interesting conversations lately about what's going on the planet, what's going on inside of yourself. Radiance by Design is a show all about you, and what's going on inside of you has an impact on what's going on in the rest of the world. How many of you have noticed that it's kind of chaotic out there, and you astrologers are saying, oh, it's going to get worse, and then it's going to get better, but we're going to come out of it. How are we going to come out of it? We're coming out of it refined. We're coming out of it with a deepening sense of our true nature, and this is optional, of course, but you can come out of it with a deepening sense of your true nature, and you can come out of it refining your ability to empower your emotion in the world and also to connect with others in a less of a dissonance and more of an agreement, a collaborative agreement. I really believe that. I don't know how many of you heard David Eisen's interview the other night on Paradigm Shifters. How many of you heard that? Raise your hands. Oh, I see. Some of you did and some of you didn't. What he is talking about a lot is, he's calling it Meraki, that there's a style, he's teaching a style of consciousness on the planet that is, it's instead of being with, instead of being with the duality, it's more of what I understand is releasing the duality and moving into the essential self and all of that. It's much more complicated than that. But my feeling about it is that what we're doing is we're rising above, I would call it above the duality, above this is the way things are. Change the energy, change the reality. If you raise your fields and frequency and you change the energy on a regular basis, reality itself changes radically. This is how I'm seeing it. So, for example, we're really worried about, being poor, being broke. You start to look out there differently and see that you have abundance coming to you and that you're creating abundance, and abundance creates through you. And all of a sudden, you'll notice that your life is starting to change. And you're attracting very different people in your world. It's change the energy, change the reality. If you're really, really tense and you go inside yourself and really feel that place where you're extremely tense and you release it, maybe you'll find what it is that's making you tense or who it is that's making you tense, and you begin to release it and release it. And what happens then? Then you find that instead of people around you responding to a very tense version of you, you find that people are very, very accommodating and happy and playful around you. You go, ha, they've all changed. No, you've changed. And bearing that in mind, we want to say that in this time of chaos and turbulence on the planet, the more we go inside and the more we release our hurts and our rages and our angers, and usually that requires feeling them before you can release them, the more you do that, the more you'll find that you attract very harmonious solutions to a lot of your problems. So talking about problems, I want you to call in tonight with the kind of situations you're dealing with. How are you dealing with your life? Are you having fun? Are you being playful? Are you being very, very creative? How's your preparation coming for Christmas, for the great turn of the year? How are your plans coming for that? Are you moving yourself through some anxieties, through some fears? Are you moving yourself through the chaos in a way that you can really handle who you are and why you are? Let's see here. Okay, so what I'd like us to do, what I'd like us to do is to, oh, we already have a caller? Wow, I was going to do a meditation first, but I'm really happy to have a caller, so you're welcome to be on the show. Good evening.
Hey, Veronica, it's Aaliyah.
Hi, Aaliyah. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm good. It's raining. It's raining and windy and all kinds of stuff tonight. What's it like down there?
Cold. Cold.
It's cold? Is it? How cold?
Yeah, it's cold, yeah. And somebody said they saw frost on this grass when they woke up in the morning 2 days ago, I guess.
It's winter down in California. So what's up, Aaliyah? What else is going on?
Well, I love your little introduction. I thought it was really good. I like what Bashar says. He says circumstances don't matter, only state of being matters. And
that's exactly very good. I like that. I love Bashar.
Yeah,
too.
It's really beautiful. Yeah, he's great. And I think it's 2 to 3 weeks of like freak out kind of thing where I was getting really tested. Was I going to freak out or not? Yeah, no, I freaked out a few times. And then I realized that that's the thing. That's the whole spiritual exercise is to not freak out. So no matter what happens, don't freak out.
Yeah, but you know what's really interesting about that? Do you know why you freaked out? Do you have a reason to freak out?
Well, I had, my phone was going crazy. My computer occasionally is going nuts. My tooth went crazy. I went into this whole dental thing. Dental, natural dentistry versus traditional dentistry, root canal versus pulling out your tooth or trying to heal it naturally. I went through this whole thing for like the last few weeks. And then my car broke down. I couldn't even get to the dentist.
Oh, wow.
And it was just like went on and on. And I was like, and then I had to rely on someone else. And, sometimes that person isn't exactly the easiest person to get along with. And it's like, and then I realized that I was going through the last week, going through multiple days where I was having what I call a comedy of errors, like constant errors, like constantly doing something that would turn out completely differently from my intention, and not being able to get the Mexico because the tooth, the temporary fell out, and then having to deal with that, and it's been going on, and then I realized that some part of me is doing what I call spinning, which is when you're kind of spinning your wheels regarding the phone and then regarding the tooth, regarding, all these different things in my life. And that's my ego doing its, trying coping technique. And I had to just slow myself down and say, you're being a little crazy, chill, and don't freak out. And when I stopped freaking out, things change, for the better. Like they suddenly fall into place, but it's my vibrational thing where I let my vibration slip into freak out mode where I drop down a vibration and then things are just pile. It's like a car accident where they, things, all the cars pile on, because the one car is kind of stopped in freak out mode on the highway. Or freeway.
I know, that's funny. Hey, you know what? That's a really good image because not that I want to pile up in a freeway, but when people all share the same dark feeling of fear, for example, people all do run into it and people collect it, don't they?
Yeah, sometimes being an empath is one of the more challenging things where you actually don't know what you're feeling, whether it's yours or not. And I'd say being an empath, most of the time it's not. And so being able to consciously detach from these emotions that you don't need to have, that are not serving you in any way, with constant, vigilance, particularly if you're like an emotional.
But there's a whole other thing about in the collective, when that sort of thing happens, it's worth trying to drop inside, dropping into the perineum, dropping into your soul's journey connection with source, and then spiraling that light up so that the empathy gets caught in the shifting gears and it gets moved up. So the person that you're empathizing or the persons will literally be moved by your changing and rising in frequency. I don't think that's easy, but I know it's possible.
And it's,
I mean, it could
it's
be
an interesting
for some
thought.
People.
Yeah, I usually think of this stuff as not being necessarily someone, but kind of in the air. So there, you know,
yeah.
Yes, I have experienced it being someone, you know, being in the car with somebody who's freaking out, and that is definitely a freaky experience to experience, you know, somebody with road rage, you know, driving the car. But, you know, but
no, that's not
that's
fun.
No, that's not fun at all, and you know, basically I turned it around, but it's still one of those things that just, you know, requires the kind of work that we're actually trained for, you know, when you think about it, you know, all these years of not just processing, you know, the old style of processing emotions and processing your feelings and processing your thoughts, you know, the old light worker thing. I don't think that's valid anymore. I think you have to decide what you know, what you're available for. Are you there?
I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah,
I think you're, I'm just thinking. I think you're absolutely right. And I do believe this, that change the energy, change the reality. If we can, and I can't always do this, drop in and really rise your central feeling, whether the empathy is coming from chemtrails, or it doesn't matter what it is, we can rise above it. Same as I believe we can create rain, but I don't know. I haven't tapped that power yet. But, you know, I know we can do that. And it's by the same token as using our...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's also this, you know, it's rising above your belief system to a higher truth, which, of course, is its own belief system and its own feeling, you know, that you have to rise above eventually. But the one that came to me in the last few weeks has been this idea, well, is there anything in my reality that can actually hurt me? You know, that the idea of being able to be damaged or being able to be hurt by something. And, you know, when as you rise in consciousness or gain consciousness, meaning that you're more conscious every second without, you know, dropping back into unconscious behavior, I think you're more and more control of those things. And so, not control, but you're more responsible. So you're more responsible, therefore, you have to kind of make a new agreement with yourself. Well, is there anything out there that actually can hurt me? Because if it can't hurt you, if you're actually in trust, then it can't hurt you. It's like, if I'm chasing myself, I guess, a little bit. But the idea is that being in trust makes it possible for you to be in this world no matter what the world is like, no matter what's around you, no matter what the energy is like.
But you said it yourself at the beginning of this discussion that it's really difficult at times to say you can be in trust when you have all these things that go on and throw you right, left, and center and up against the wall and into questions. We all know what that's
I keep on seeing it as a gyroscope. You know, have you ever watched the gyroscope work? And it's like,
yeah, I agree right? with you. Yeah, that's a good image.
It brings itself back to its center by its own motion. So this circling motion in your own energy field can bring you back to center and can make you independent of the reality that you're in, you know, to a large degree.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So you don't have to be a whole, yeah. Well, I'm going to say goodbye to you, Aaliyah, so we can do our meditation. I promised several people that I would get this done for them.
Cool. Thank you.
All right. But did you get your tooth fixed?
We're in the process of healing it. I went down to Mexico. She drilled out the decay. It had advanced from the time I tried to start it to heal it naturally. So she drilled out the decay, and she said, well, that's normally a root canal. And I said, well, you know, I don't know. Will the root retreat? And she said, yeah. So she did some medication in it and filled it with temporary filling, and I'm waiting for a few months until it retreats. And then I'm going to get a filling and get the onlay back on it. So I think
good
I saved
girl.
The tooth. Yeah, I think I saved it.
And you're not in pain.
Not in pain.
Well, thank you for calling in. The phone's difficult.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in,
Aaliyah. We'll talk to you soon. All right.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Let's do our coherent Let's do our coherent meditation. I want us to go into the structures, the healing, the galactic healing center, where we can bring in pools of people or coherent groups of people. And we can also radiate. We talked to Aaliyah and before that about how change the energy, change the reality. And when we do these structures, we're literally creating together a higher frequency field. And in that field, we can do an awful lot more creativity. So let's do it together. And you can call in if you'd like to. So let's call in above your head about 2 miles, a golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop the light from the upper golden ball down through your spine and into the lower golden ball. And from that upper golden ball, drop a three-sided pyramid. And upside down, pointing into the lower golden ball, another three-sided pyramid. Push the two together and base to base. And they become a big diamond. And inside of that diamond, create a crystal ball, a beautiful crystal ball. The outside edges of it nudge the inside edges of your diamond. And you can see those lights shimmering all around this crystal ball, which houses the feminine energy, the womb. And inside of that, there you are in a star tetrahedron. Three-dimensional Star of David. And remember, we dropped a filament of light through from the upper golden ball down through your spine into the lower, so you're skewered. There you are on a skewer where you can spin, and around you, also spinning, is a star tetrahedron. And around that, also spinning, is a crystal ball. And around that is the double tetrahedron, or the great diamond shape. So now let's go back into your star tetrahedron, and I want you to spin and spin and spin. I want you to spin and spin. That's it. And as you spin and spin and spin, let's take a look in front of us. There's a beautiful screen, and it's a magical screen. And on that screen, you and I are going to put some pictures, some movies. Okay, and the first movie is going to be you creating a movie about what you want to become in this life. I've spoken to a number of disgruntled people. Of course, people don't call me just because they're feeling cheery. They usually call because they have an issue they're climbing through. And a couple of them recently have said, well, why bother living? You know, I don't know why we're living. And that's sort of an interesting existential question, isn't it? So when we're looking at the first movie, I want you to look at yourself in the first movie and have yourself creating the self. And you've got guides and angels, you've got source energy, you've got friends and neighbors and relatives, and have yourself creating in this movie what it is you were born to do. What is it you want to become in this lifetime? What do you want to become? And see all the pieces coming together where you're becoming that. I always say the same thing, is I want to be consciously multidimensional. I want to be able to talk to you from any dimension, because you know that we're in all the dimensions. Yeah, but we don't always have a calling card from one to the other, do we? So what is it you want to become? See all the pieces coming together to help you create that. And now wrap that in light, move it over to the left, and now we've got another movie. And this movie is you creating what it is you want to create. Okay, and now some of you will want to have a home and family. Some of you will want to create a business. Some want to write a book, do a television show, do world travel, do intergalactic travel. Whatever it is you want, and I want you to stop for a moment and call in a flow of resources, all the resources, the time, the money, the people, the situation, anything that you need to create this beautiful project. Feel it coming to you. Okay. Good. And see all the pieces just flowing and flowing to you. And now when the project is completed, when you've finished the project, okay, then you want to and call in enough resources, time and space and so on, time, space, money, opportunity, to actually continue this project. So it, most projects have a natural lifespan, don't they, just like people do. And so you want to see the resources coming to continue this project for the rest of your life or its life. Good. And wrap it in light. Wrap it in light. Move it over to the left. And now we have here the next section, which is the Galactic Healing Center. And now out of your groups and groups of guides and angels and all the different guides that have their own guides, that have their own guides, that have their own guides, angels that have their own angels, have their own angels, have their own angels. I want you to see this beautiful Galactic Healing Center. And there's a little healing table there. And standing around the healing table, you've got 9 or 10, or whatever number you choose, of beings who are especially attuned to healing. Right? So you have a lot of different kinds of beings in your entourage, darlings, don't you know? So we're calling in the healing ones and have them circle around the table. And the first person to go and lie on that table is you. So you lie on the table. Good. That's it. And now we're asking the healing team. You see, you might not know what it is you want, but your healing team does know, right? There we go. That's good. Healing team knows. That's it. Good. And what is it you want? Some of you have gotten a lot of, they're working on your back. Somebody, they're working on your thighs, the back of the thighs. Somebody else is working on your, the energy fields of your brain connecting to your feet or something. Yeah. How are they working on you? And if you're not sure what to ask for, ask them to tell you what it is you need to do or to be a part of in your world. Okay. Now we're going to wrap that in light and move you all wrapped in light and surrounded by these amazing healing beings. We're going to move you over to the left. And since these beings are so amazing, it's going to be easy for them to follow you. So we're going to do a fresh table. And the beings will replicate themselves around this fresh table. And we're going to call in a few people. We're calling in someone who has absolutely chronic pain. And it's 24/7. Yeah. And we have her lying there. And... oh, I see. Okay, so we're doing two things here. So she's lying there. Several of you have absolutely chronic pain. And we see a couple of you are men. We see another woman. And the chronic pain seems to emanate, in most cases, from the belly area, which is subconscious housing and so on, tied in with the emotions. And also... one of you has a lot of scar tissue, tremendous scar tissue, which is blocked. This is a very interesting thing here. It's blocked a lot of the energy flows in the body. Subtle energy has a hard time getting through the scar tissue blocks. But that's not the only reason that people get pain. There's a thing about, just a sec here. Yeah, okay. So we're saying that you don't really need, we're praying anyway that you don't need to have chronic pain all the time. And what we would like to do is heal, get your body mind to heal your body where there's chronic pain. Yeah, that's it. And the guides and angels are moving. Oh, with some of you, they're digging kind of fingers or thumbs into the back. different parts of the back. They're kind of where energy flows intersect. Someone else is straightening and aligning your legs and spine. Another one, erasing the worry from the brain and working with, again, the tailbone, which is the ganglion of energy. Good. Let's do it again, all the way through. They're working on each one of you. Mm-hmm. And then when you think, oh my, there's a lot of buzzing going on. Oh, we're doing one more thing, which is to give each of you a oneness blessing. For people at home, you can probably feel that as well. Maybe first the first one. The second one. And I'd really like you to call in and let me know what's happening with you when we do this oneness blessing. And now what we're going to do is wrap this whole galactic healing center and move it over to the side, wrap it in light, move it over to the side. Now here's another one. Let's take a look. We've got a table here. Let's take a look at the world political situation. One of the things a lot of us have been talking about more and more, and I know some of you, like David Icke, David Wilcock, many, Bashar, many others have talked about some of the deceptions that have gone on since time began, okay? As soon as you got a bunch of people together, you've got some control and power issues, and unfortunately, we have what you call a lot of greed, and then some people want all the stuff for themselves so that they don't have to work so hard. But they work really hard at maintaining all this stuff for themselves, so it gets to be ironic, doesn't it? But here's what we're seeing on the political front. I'm saying, okay, so we see that there has been a huge issue of control since mankind began. Yeah, and the controls are coming from, well, we'll just be simple today. The controls are coming from who's in power where, at which time. And then the kinds of controls that are coming out of their minds are very often to control and design what the shape of groups of people are. And what I think is that people could be self-regulatory, but so far we're not experiencing that. And I don't know how many of you feel like, that people can be self-regulatory or that people need to have a lot of domination so that they'll behave themselves. And we have in history of humanity, we have tribal unions. That really has helped a lot of people. And in the tribe, it has been acknowledged that in the old days, tribe union, it was acknowledged that each one of you had a different role. And the principle of tribal integrity had a lot to do with people being in the role that they were designed to be in, if you understand. That's right. So, like, you know, they used to talk about even the village idiot or the one who was mentally impaired or what was the old, they had old terms for it, or even the minstrel, the various terms for the unique individuals in a group situation. They were highly, highly valued because they were there all the time. There was always somebody who fit that description, and there was enough love of life in those groups to say that that's part of nature, so that is very, very valuable, and people would want to be with the minstrel or the disabled person or whatever was the gift of the village. So here's what I'd like to do, is I'd like to have on this table a sense of humanity. And what I'd really like to have help from the guides and angels and source energy from all of you, your guides and angels and source energy, to absolutely call in and imbue everyone on this planet with a growing, expanding, vibrant self. So that if I really am centered in my Dharma and the truth of who I am, and the truth of my uniqueness as a being in the universe, if I really am, I'm not going to be combative with anybody, am I? Because the recognition of who I am is just simply going to be real. If I recognize you for who you are and how unique you are, and you recognize me for who I am and how unique I am, we have nothing to be combative about, do we? We have nothing to do war about. We have no reason to kill one another, do we? Ultimately, that's what it's about. But I think it's going to take an infusion or an imbuement of a certain kind of consciousness for us to achieve that. There we go. So we're bringing that beautiful light and asking the guides and angels who are prevalent here, who are really enjoying this, to send an incredibly powerful violet flame, or it can be gold light, but they seem to be using a violet flame right now, up through the perineums, and everyone that we can manage to do that with that is on our healing team table of power. What do you think of that? There we go. And what we see as these healing energies rise with these huge numbers of people, we see that they see out into the world differently. They see and feel and experience the brilliance of the order and the organization of our planet. There we are. Good work. And let's see our entire sea of humanity feeling a shift of being able to see one another and super-evaluate one another's existence on the planet. Let's wrap that in light, move it over to the left. And now we have one more table. And I want to put President Obama on that table. And the reason for that is a big reason, is he's the first Black person or African-American to be holding a position of such high position of office. Second of all, he's probably the only person who's ever been elected that has taken so much incredible abuse from a, in quotes, religious group. It's almost hilarious. It would be hilarious if it weren't so vicious. And the money that they spent to undo him, which fortunately hasn't worked entirely, is money that could have been spent to change the whole infrastructure of this country, or the education system, a whole bunch of things. There's a lot of distortion, money changers in the temple. Remember, Jesus threw them out. I'm not preaching religion because I'm not that kind of religious. Organized religion, I think, has got its huge deceptions. And this is one of the examples. Boy, I'm talking big tonight because I'm really frustrated. We have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful planet. And we're shooting each other up, we're killing each other, we're running out of resources. Come on, let's get over this. Now let's all move our energy into Obama, who still has a position in which he can lead a lot of us into peace. He's not doing that right now, but let's just do that. Let's just raise some fields and frequency and absolutely fill him, imbue him with the most conscious light. Help him be very, very conscious and tell him that we appreciate him at the same time. And his guides and angels and the lights of these guides and angels are absolutely, filling him with light. And now we're going to wrap that whole scenario and light, move it over to the left. And we're going to close off the Galactic Healing Center. We're going to jump into our star tetrahedron. And I want you to join me as we spin and spin and spin and spin. Good. And as you spin and spin and spin and spin, call in, you guys. Come on. Let's call in. Let's hear about what's going on in your life. The numbers are right there. There's a number that begins with 7. I wish I had them up here on my phone. Let's see if I can find it. But there's a number that begins with 7. Don't call that number. Some of you have been complaining that that you call in and you don't get picked up, or your numbers get dropped, your phones get dropped. But I'll tell you what, I would really like to have dialogue with you. And if you'd like to call in, make sure that you're doing, I think it's a 503 number. I'm looking, trying to look it up here. BBS radio. Yeah, I really want you to call in. What do you think? Otherwise, what we're going to do is talk about, I'm going to pick on some of the people out there. I've done this before. I reach out and I look for certain people. And somebody, you've got a lot of problem with your eyes. My goodness, it's like they're dried and they're, I feel like they want to cross. They're exhausted. And you've got a lot going on in your stomach and in your chest. And I want to say to you, and this is to everyone at home as well, because it's to my special person that I'm reaching out into the etheric world to talk to, you have a great deal of pent-up emotion. I want to say it's an odd combination of anger and also of impotence or of a feeling of, okay, here it is. I'm afraid, but I don't want to be afraid. I'm afraid. But I don't want to be afraid. And I think the reasons for that fear, not wanting to be afraid, just a sec, let me clear through the murk here. Okay, is that you don't believe in being afraid because it creates problems for people. And very aggravating to you that what's being created over a lot of the media is generating fear, 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 no matter how you cut it or how you look at it. And fear of one another is one of the biggest things. So I see you being afraid of the fear and afraid of the fact that you're allowing the fear to bother you. And I want to say to you, you're a perfect example of some of the stuff that we want to learn right now. That if being afraid on this planet is one of the biggest problems that keeps us victimized, then it's really important, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen, for us to bring that fear up. Okay, wrap yourself in light right now so what we do individually, we won't have to do collectively, okay? Or we will do it collectively as a number of individuals with our own growing truth. How about that? So wrap yourself in light. Wrap yourself in light, or be in either like a cocoon or be inside of that great spiraling golden light so things don't have to leak out. And I want you to feel the fear. Where is it in your body? Some of the great receptacles of fear are knee, right? Neck, aspects of, depends who you are, aspects of your chest, lower spine. That's enough for now. Where do you get the fear? Let's exaggerate the fear. Bring it up. Exaggerate the fear. That's it. A little bit more. A couple of you have got it in the, couple of you have got it right in the belly, right? So just keep bringing it out. That's it. That's it. And I want you to take that fear. Don't be afraid of it. I mean, isn't that ironic? We're afraid of the fear. We're afraid to have the fear. And I'm saying to you, take a look at it. You've nothing to fear. Go in there and take a look at it. And notice where it is in your body and bring it up and bring it up. I bring it up with my hands, my etheric hands, pulling it right up. Ooh, it makes my feet buzz, pull it up and out. And then you infuse yourself with light. I like the light golden bottle washer. Infuse yourself with the golden bottle washer and then and bring that light up. Bring that light up. Swish it through your entire body. Swish it through your body. And what you might find is that your little body is vibrating with a higher and higher field and frequency. Good. That's it. Bring it up. Okay. And now, because what we were talking about earlier is that if things are really rough on the planet, if things are very scary, you can change how you are and allow the bubble of who you are to right itself, to feel, Aaliyah likened it to a gyroscope. I would say that you have a natural flow, which is you're a vibrational vehicle of light. And what you have is a natural spiraling light flow running up through the body. Yeah, that's it. Very good. Right up through the body. That's it. And as you do that, you clear, oh, some of you, it's making you burp. And you're clearing away some of the pressure in the belly. Can you feel that? And if you can bring up the fear and really move it, and it starts to move like mad, then you can actually start radiating in a higher level out there. The other thing we've been talking about a lot, and I hope that a lot of you followed that, and oh dear, and here's, let me see, station one. Oh, I don't know what it is. So you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Here it is. All right. I'm trying to find you. Here it is. Toll free 888-627-6008. Call me. My name is Veronica Entwistle. We're talking all about you tonight. And we're talking about taking hold of what your real feelings are. Because the fear that's pumped at us, and you know it is, through media, through all kinds of like word of mouth, one another's interactions with life, that stuff just cakes on us or fills us or plugs us up. And then we cannot be these amazingly powerful beings that we know deep down that we can be. So let's bring it up. Bring it up. Bring it up. Okay, so we're going to do another one, which is called anger. I want you to all take a minute, wrap yourself in light. We're going to deal with anger. And you don't even have to say, what is the anger for, do you? Because anger is there in all of us. Part of the reason is because of a lack of justice. Have you ever noticed there's a lack of justice on this planet? Yeah. And so that alone is enough reason to be angry. The other thing is, when you are afraid, for example, when I'm afraid, then we don't know who the other guy is, really. We can't find out who we are if we're in a state of fear, right? So that makes us angry, too. So it starts getting very convoluted, doesn't it? I want you to drop back into your body, and I want you to clear away any of the fear that we brought up. Drop into your body and ask your higher self and your guides and angels to help you as you bring up your anger, your fear, your anger, your rage at the way things are. Good. Bring it up. And now anger, if you think about it another way, anger can be a very volatile, life-changing program. You can bring it up, feel it, and absolutely rip through all kinds of old attitudes and things like, I can't believe I believe that, things like that. We can bring up our anger and really use that to drive away a lot of our problems. I'm not saying you have to use anger to that. I'm just saying that if you've got it, turn it into a tool. Don't turn it into something that you leave stuffed into your various organs. Because if you have anger, actually, I read a thing in the Bhagavad Gita book. It said that greed is what comes when we want too much and we try to get our security beyond what we really need it. And we really feel that need to keep increasing our stockpile, if you will, and that it always leads to a lot of anger. And I thought about it and I went, wow, is that true? Well, I really think about that. So do you find if you really want a lot and you go after it, then it helps you to become more and more angry? Is that how you would see it? Let's just take a look here. So those of you who are working on anger, I see it in your feet, back of your thighs, in your belly area. Okay, so here's another thing. Let's just clear the anger for a minute, and I hope all of you got it. Underneath it, there's a really big vulnerability. Do you want to figure the vulnerability? You want to go in there and feel the vulnerability? And what does vulnerability mean to you? There we go. Now, how many of you, if you're feeling vulnerable, can look around or feel around and feel this incredible support of your mother, even if she's on the other side? Just that's the imprint she would have left, maybe, or maybe not. How many of you can absolutely feel in your vulnerability that your mother is there? Okay. Well, now, it's making me yawn, isn't it? And now we're going to wipe that off, and now we're going to feel vulnerable again. And how many of you can really feel when you're vulnerable the incredible support of your father or male support? Good. Excellent. Okay, so you see that some of you had support on both sides. Some of you didn't have any. So the art of doing this kind of work is to say, oh, I didn't feel any support on the female side. So then we can go in and call up our lack of support, feel it. You'll usually get it in your left arm or your left leg or both. You'll get it maybe in your breasts or, you know, obvious places. Guys, you probably won't get it in your breast, you know what I mean? Anyway, let's just bring it up. And what's really interesting about that, oh my goodness, is that we have such powerful, radiant, unseen beings, but very much palpably felt beings wanting to support your vulnerability. And so you call that in. You call in. I like the oneness blessing that we did earlier, but we could also call in a vibrational support, feminine vibrational support. Good. And then on the other side of your body, let's call in the masculine vibrational support. And in both cases, you can actually feel it. And if you don't feel it yet, just keep practicing, because sometimes you have to break into the awakening of your feelings. Okay, so there are several people that have questions out there. One of them has a lot of tooth problems, and I want to say to you, there's this really interesting kind of natural toothpaste out there, and it's made with a base of charcoal and xylitol, and I don't know what all, but you can see it online, and it can really help stave off the kind of the pain, et cetera, of broken teeth. And you have a lot of teeth that are not working well. So I want you to order some, you know, try to see the recipe. There's a recipe for it online, and it's mostly salt, charcoal, coconut oil, and a few other things, which I don't really know offhand right now. But you can paste it all along your broken teeth and really help them start to reform that. It might take a while, but you've been a long time with these broken teeth, haven't you? Also, I have found when I have a sore tooth, tincture of turmeric dropped right into where the tooth problem is takes care of the pain very quickly. The other thing is just using cloves. Just chew a clove, two cloves or three cloves, it doesn't matter which. All right, so we're almost done here. I want to look around. Okay, there are several of you that are really dreading the whole Christmas myth, aren't you? It seems like you're very, very alone. So let's do this exercise together. I want you to reach up with your mind as a sculpting tool. And reach way out into the great central sun. And we're calling in support from our guides and angels, from source energy, from any beings of consciousness, only of true consciousness. And have a spiraling golden light that they have brought together come down through the top of your head, right? And absolutely infuse your body with golden light. Now, if we're doing this right, you can actually feel this light come through as it spirals through your body, right down to the genitalia, splits in two and spirals right through your legs. Yeah, spiral right through your legs into the soles of your feet. And then it turns around and pops up all up your legs again and into your belly area. And that runs right up your body. And the reason we want to keep doing this is, remember, change the energy, change the reality. And look at how your energy changes as we move it right through your body and shoots right up to the top of your head, way out into the great central sun. And then I want to take the light that comes back down, because it always bounces back and comes down. And I want to throw that light into every corner of your life right now. It can be in the room in which you find yourself, or it can be in your in every room in your house, or it can be in your laundry hamper, or you can spiral that light anywhere you think it's going to make a big difference in your life. And I want to remind all of you that the season of Christmas, I like to think of it as the season of rebirth. I know a lot of you celebrate the solstice, which is a very magical time where it's equal dark and light. And that's the 21st, so I want you to go and do your trances, do your routines to celebrate that precious occasion of the darkest, the shortest night of the year, the shortest day of the year, and how it's, it's a very, very important that there's a lot of death in the darkness of it that leads to great birth. So I like to call Christmas as a season of rebirth. So I want to say to you all, happy, happy, happy rebirth to you. Thank you for listening, and I'm sorry you didn't call in. Too bad. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, I hope you bought my book, My Near Life Experience, or How Do I Know When I'm Really Me, on Amazon. And I would really love you to write a report or a review or whatever it is they do on Amazon. Let me know what you think. All right. Thank you so much. This is Veronica Entwistle. Get in touch, veronicaentwistle.com. And otherwise, I'll talk to you soon. Good night. Many blessings and much love.